That one could be 10, 15.
It's like more like child protection laws, and the FTC has gotten involved.
Phil
and it's
DeFranco
like
was talking about that.
Basically,
make Kevin go under the table.
Oh, Kevin.
The table.
Did
anyone catch the joke I made while Joe was talking?
No, I was talking.
Yeah, I was trying to make a joke, and you were just talking. If you're going to play with a pen, at least get 14 more, because then that one can be pen 15. And then you went under the table.
Oh, I quit.
There's a dead bug under there, by the way.
Yeah, these are not live bug.
What's important about the 15th pen?
Shake it on your own time.
Shake it on your own time.
Don't do that. Don't sing it. Just shake it on your own time. Well, Kyle was with us, and then
he was literally just behind us.
He stopped for coffee. Hey, Kyle.
Why are we singing?
Why the fuck not? I've had the Kefka theme stuck in my head all day.
Well, that's not good at all.
Yeah, no, which makes me want to go poison the castle.
For Dreamforce.
Oh, no, that's just a heap of shit.
It's a heap of shit.
We don't have anywhere to store stuff in this building.
Except for that massive storage room on the other side.
No.
We can't keep it.
Can't stare. There.
No, shut up, you.
For his offices are storage.
What was I going to talk about today? I had something real good.
Was it about storage shit?
Was it more
was it about
Pokemon discussions?
Maybe.
Was it about more potatoes?
That ridiculous pizza?
Yeah, what the fuck was that? It sounds delicious.
What are you talking about?
It sounded like
the
too
duck
much.
Confit one?
Yeah, it was duck confit with caramelized onions and pears.
Did you have it today?
Yeah.
We're spoiled.
I said it was extra.
Shit.
It was
so
good?
It was really strange. I liked it. I didn't finish it,
was
though.
Was there meat on it? Is
yeah.
that what,
there's chunks of duck.
I would assume that
which
the
was confusing.
The meat.
Because duck confit is usually, well, when you duck confit, it means, we were looking it up, it means... where
this is Sitsock, by the way, unless you...
Oh, he's been rambling. It's fine. It's all good. Rambling on. Ramble, ramble, ramble. A duck confit is where you cook it in its own fat.
Yeah.
So
is there pork confit or beef confit?
I believe there is.
Okay.
I think it's mostly poultry is when it's done, but that's what we're looking at. But anywho, it's...
Pigeon confit?
Yeah, you probably do that. I think they're a little lean.
Pigeon confit?
I think they're a little lean, but you could do it. No. Point is, the pizza was decadent. It didn't have a tomato sauce. It had like a sweet puree that I would have sworn was like a plum or something. It might have been the pear.
Hmm.
It might have been like a, I don't know what it was. It was sweet. It was very rich. It was good. I'm not probably ever going to eat it again.
Yeah, because like, everything you keep saying about it sounds like delectable and amazing, and I can imagine that I could probably maybe a slice and just be like,
I was hoping to share it, but I came through a little late and I only gave away one bite of one slice, and I just didn't finish that slice because I was like, I'm done. But it's the kind of thing that I would have loved to have had a piece and then something else.
They really need to do like half-size pizzas.
Yeah.
I just need to organize it.
You have no stomach. You have no human form, Kevin.
I also agree, though. I would like a half-size pizza.
But that's okay because you guys are fucking assholes.
I would like a second.
Don't control
dollars.
What I eat because you want a smaller portion.
But
not,
you could still choose.
You could
buy a full size pizza.
Yeah, a full size.
I want both.
I just want the.
I wouldn't say anything about the price changing. You just assume they were going to do that for a smaller pizza.
I would just.
I don't
want to
pay double for the same size.
I don't
pizza.
Care about the. I'll pay the same for a half size pizza.
But I don't want to pay double for a full size for a normal.
Nobody's
size
saying
pizza.
You have to.
Yeah, they are.
Why are you mad?
All I'm saying is,
it's
guys, need to be organized so I can share the pizza.
Yeah, but then
well, just
we
take
please?
Half of it fucking home.
Yeah, but that's like...
Or throw half of it away like the rest of the United States.
I hate
that
part.
And you.
There's so much food waste.
You've thrown food away your entire life, Joe.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, maybe not you, but the 99% of the other people have.
Don't judge everybody just because you're the only person
who eats every piece of food on their plate and everyone else's. Okay?
We grew up in poverty.
That's fine. Not a lot of people did. Well... I don't know. If
that's
true.
I feel like
it's
demonstrable.
Well, it's not. It's not true as much now, but it. I don't know what it was true in the '90s.
Anyway, hi guys.
What the fuck was that all about?
I don't know.
I was just talking about pizza.
You guys trying to like fucking appropriate pizza sizes onto my body.
Appropriating pizza sizes.
You're like, hey, fat fuck. Eat
why are
less.
You mad?
Because Kevin
so
always
dying
kept
of fire.
Kevin pissed me off because Kevin has the smallest. Fucking stomach of any human I've ever met, even smaller than Amy. Like,
well, he's a tiny little
Amy
dude. Look at him.
Eats
he's weak.
Tiny
in such
but
a way, and I'm like, how do you like? You can't finish that. And then Kevin eats, and it's like, I'll have what does he say from Tenacious D? A cup of carrot juice. Well, then I'll have nothing at all. Like that's what Kevin usually eats. Is like I'll have half of this yogurt, No, I've eaten too much. I can't go any further. I don't want to do it.
Kevin, do we need to help you eat food?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I'll help
you. Go to town.
Just shove it down in his fucking face.
I'll go to town on your rice.
Gross. Yeah. I'd watch that, but gross.
Yeah. Not my proudest.
I think I was going to talk about.
What? Hold on.
Oh, I got an Alexa Auto.
Back it up.
Which one is your proudest fat pack?
You know,
yeah,
what?
What did
let's
you
not
say?
Quantify it.
Well, your proudest
not
fat.
Not my proudest fat.
That's what
fat?
He said.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
He was referring to, like,
I thought he was mumbling
he
fat
was referring
friend.
To watching, you watching him go to town on my rice or his, well, I love Jack of pronouns.
We'll leave that.
And then you said, I gross, but I'd watch it.
I'm just going to get a Korean face mask. That's all.
And then he said, not my proudest fat, which led to the question of what is then? And I don't really want to know the answer.
But the viewers do.
See, now we've got
to
think about that. I'm going right,
we'll
to contemplate. Continue
it.
What you're doing.
We'll come back
I'll
to
come
it
back
next
to
episode.
God. Oh, God. Anyway, you were talking
Alexa
about...
Auto.
Alexa
yeah,
Auto.
So I got Nationwide insurance last year when we bought our house. And Nationwide, there's nothing that you couldn't understand about what I just said. We got Nationwide last year when we bought our house. Don't fucking say it again.
I'm trying.
For some reason, I got an email from Nationwide the other day that says I can get a free Alexa Auto, which is like normally like $50 or $60. And I was like, free technology? Yes, please. And so I like hooked it up this morning, and it was Alexa in my car. It was kind of cool. I didn't know you could do certain things on Alexa.
How does that?
It like
get internet.
It's crazy. So it like does. It's like this menage a trois of Bluetooth, local Wi-Fi, and or like multiple Bluetooth things. Like it's like connected to your phone through the app, but then connected to your car through the Bluetooth of your phone. And so it's like this weird convergence of like touch tip touching technologies.
Weird. So it Bluetooths to your car?
My phone Bluetooths to my car.
Okay.
Which is connected to Alexa via the app.
Okay.
I think, and I don't know how it connects to the
Alexa. So there's a discrete unit.
Yes.
You're a total unit.
Yeah, I have a unit in my car.
Unit, and that unit is what? What does it look like?
It's a little black like
still speaker?
Thing.
Is it a speaker?
It has a speaker. Well, no,
it
doesn't have a speaker.
It uses your car audio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a microphone?
It does have a microphone on it because I have to talk through it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's got a microphone.
Hi.
And then it connects to?
My phone?
Physically.
No.
What does it connect physically to?
It only has a charger plug-in.
So it uses like a cigarette lighter.
Yeah, cigarette lighter.
Okay.
12-volt charger thing.
Could you make that?
I don't have cigarette lighters in my car. Just 12-volt chargers. I'm not about that cigarette lighter life.
Yeah, you don't put them in.
There's too many crazy things that happen with cigarette lighters in movies where people like use them to escape. If I had like, you know, kidnap somebody, I don't want them to be able to use a cigarette lighter to escape.
One of those. Wait, no, that was a cup of coffee. Never mind.
And then, so you open your phone and you connect to the Alexa, and I'm not sure how that connection works.
Bluetooth.
And then it also Bluetooths to my car.
Your phone does.
My phone does.
So you have to have Bluetooth in your car to use this.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
As far as I understand it. I think there's actually an aux connection, but I didn't see one.
So,
but I think it's auxing through your phone. So, like, you connect the Alexa, and I think this is to get around that. So you could connect the Alexa always is talking to your phone.
Yes.
And then your phone can be connected to your car, whatever medium you choose, either an aux cable or a Bluetooth. Yeah, it was kind of weird, but it worked really easily because I have technology in my car, so
yeah,
like, it was a hater.
Technology.
So
my car's old, so
but, like,
I had my own Bluetooth that I glued on there.
I was like, man, I wonder if I can get some interesting stuff on here because, like, usually I was like, man, it'd be cool to listen to, like, to get some updates or something like that on the news or whatever. And
what does Alexa do that your Google Assistant doesn't do?
I don't use Google Assistant, so I don't know.
Okay.
I got this for free, and I figured I'd try it out.
What? And you can't just use Alexa on your phone?
Don't know. I didn't look into it at all. I just got this for free, and I wanted to try it out.
Hey, Google, can I use Alexa on my phone?
I know that
give me a second.
I'm not sure, like, what...
My name's Alexa.
What the best part is yet, because I just used it for maybe the 10-minute drive I had this morning, so... I don't know, but I didn't know. There's a bunch of stuff you can ask it to do.
No, what was the one I did see? There was a Siri, Google, Alexa. Where did the world where that's a sentence?
Siri, Google, Alexa.
Siri, Google, Alexa.
Like,
whoa,
it was like,
I don't
we're
like
in a world
that.
Where that's a complete
can you
inter-
can
like,
you somehow get Cortana in there there too?
Why would you? They actually shit canned it.
Is, oh
yeah,
you could have that.
Yeah,
you could have the buffalo sentence.
Yeah,
Google.
Somebody posted one of those in the dev channel of the like a developer way to do that, and I started reading it, and it made me angry, and I left.
Oh.
And it's like async.
You
async,
left the channel?
Async. No, I just closed the tab. Because it was like this whole bit of code. I'm like, what am I looking? And then it was like, yeah, basically, I think it was that you can invoke the C# thing with async. And it's like, I hate everything you stand for and everything about this language and everything about everything.
In what language?
I think it was C#. It's C# that keep adding new shit. No one cares.
Kevin likes those kinds of languages.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So like, now Kevin's all quiet because I yelled at him. I don't like this.
C# is ruined.
Can you just... please participate instead of getting scared when I yell at you.
Not Amy. Not scared.
Like,
personally attacked?
I wouldn't want Alexa in my car.
Why?
Because
the government.
Because I do a lot of cursing when I'm driving and yelling and screaming.
Why is that a problem?
Because
then the Alexa will just identify, be like, hey, what can I help you with? Are you dying? I'm calling 911.
Do you say fuck off Alexa?
Yeah, are you like, Alexa, goddamn son of a cock piss fucker. Ass fucking fuck face, and you're like, Alexa's like, wow, I had a lot of breakdown there. I'm gonna go.
I need to take a moment.
So
it just doesn't respond.
You can get Alexa on your phone though.
I didn't know that. I don't know what it's for. I just got it for free. Figured I'd try it out.
They're weird.
They're really loud.
It seems like it could be cool, just or interesting, or I'll take it away and throw it away.
We should record in that other room next time because there's a couch in there.
Yeah.
What other room?
Crested Butte, I think it's called.
Why don't you schedule the fucking meetings?
Because it's more fun to watch you get real mad about it. It is my favorite.
You
day.
Guys always fuck with me on days I'm triggered and.
Doggered?
Sorry, buddy.
I'm
here's
not.
A here's
can't.
A completely
see, makes for good podcasting. I'm not sorry
completely
either.
Completely fucking tangent. I started playing Super Ghouls and Ghosts on my.
So you watched
it? Why would you?
I did.
And
I
you're
did.
Like, you're dumb. I could do better.
No, I was like, because
I
wanted
that,
to see if
I
could actually get through that fucking game.
Yeah.
And on the classic, the SNES classic,
yeah,
you can do the rewind feature.
Yep.
It's a pain in the ass to do.
Yep, but you can do it.
But you can do it. And then, so I got actually the farthest I have ever physically been in that game.
You were physically in the game?
Yes.
Wow. How did
and
you
then,
achieve that?
Through science. And theology.
What would be the right thing to say there?
Anyway.
Not physically, but...
Well, what was the sentence that was the longest you've ever gotten through that game? I
it's
think the word
longest I've ever been in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't...
The
furthest
along.
The most
that I
progress
been.
You've ever...
Literally the furthest I've ever gotten
sure.
in the game.
You could do
we'll
literally for
that.
Emphasis, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
But...
I'm learning
I,
English
I
every
so,
day.
I make fun of people's word choices.
That's fine, but...
It's not course.
I had finished... But I got super far, and then I had only watched like the first part of Aaron's playthrough.
Oh yeah,
and then
like
I was like, I'm gonna finish watching this, and I watched him play through it,
and then
gave
you turned
up.
It off, and you're like, I'm not doing
no,
this game twice.
I'm not gonna do it. I won't.
Yeah. So just to clarify for everybody, you guys want to talk about what you mean
so,
by
yes,
the game
Super Ghouls and Ghosts is not a game. It's more of a punishment.
Yeah.
And it's meant to you trick people into playing it. And then they feel bad
but
about
it. Does
it
does such a good job
with
tricking people into
port.
Playing
it,
because you're
some
like...
some point. I assume it was an arcade.
It does feel like an arcade game. I think it might have been. Oh, no. So, I looked into this, actually. Super Ghouls and Ghosts is a sequel to Ghosts and Goblins, which was
yes,
an arcade
which
game.
Which was an arcade game. So,
and it's an entire sequence. There's like 15 games in this series.
Yeah.
Now, it is a side-scroller, run-and-jump-and-shoot game...
It's a platformer
it's like,
with terrible controls.
Yeah, the
terrible
controls are floaty.
Controls.
You can't adjust the arc of your jump.
Do you think the controls are floaty?
What did I say floaty?
I don't know if it's floaty.
I think
it's
they're very precise.
They are very precise, but
no,
in a way that,
okay.
like, in a,
I should
an
say
environment
this. Instead of floaty, they are uncompromising.
Yes, that's a
that's
good
a
one.
Great,
and
that's a great word, actually.
Very...
Not... They don't have the level of control that you expect from a game like that. It's
and
not like a Mega Man where you can control your jump arcs.
Yeah,
and the level
the
design
thing.
Is that if you're not precise with your jumps, it's detrimental.
It's a precision game without precision control.
You
yes.
have to have memorized the entire game.
Yeah. So, to back up, effectively what happens is if you can play through and just slog through the entirety of the game,
yes.
you get to the end boss, you defeat the end boss... And then you were told by the lady that you're trying to rescue, she left an item that the only item that actually can kill the real end boss, who you didn't fight because you can't beat him without this item, that she hid, quote unquote, somewhere. It starts you over at the beginning of the game, and you have to play through the rest of it, find that item, which, if you find it, it's a weapon, and you can accidentally replace it.
Yes.
So you have the opportunity to not only have to go and find it somewhere,
it's hidden,
but you can also lose it and then have to start all the fuck
You can just
over.
Find it again somewhere, right?
No, there's a one specific character that will give you the item.
Mm, yeah, so
that sucks.
And then you have to go to the actual end boss.
And beat him.
And then you beat him, and he's bullshit.
All of this on one continued thing. Like, you get extra lives, but if you use up your lives at any point, then you have to start the entire game over again from the beginning.
And just fuck that. Just fuck.
It's
that's ridiculous.
Does anyone have fond memories of that game?
I didn't play it until I was an adult. So.
I didn't either.
It's aesthetically, but I love the look of it.
Sure.
It's cool.
It's a very iconic game, but I don't... Everyone I've ever met who's played it had that same experience of, like, yeah, it's bullshit. I never made it past that.
Has anybody seen, like, a full playthrough function, like, beat it?
Until Aaron did one,
yeah,
no.
Up until the game grows.
Aaron
did
actually
it.
Did it?
Yeah, he cheated.
Oh, yeah, because he's the save
state.
He
did it on the Switch.
Yeah,
and
he saves
just,
scum the hell
yeah,
out of it.
He just rewinded it.
Well, that's probably, that's what I was going to say.
Which,
is like, that's probably
and I
how
called
people
this out. He started doing, they did the, like, the speed through, and he did a thing, and I was worried that he was going to do it, and then he did it, and I laughed. He put himself in a save state where he only had, like, 3 seconds left on the timer,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't beat the boss, so he had to back it up further and do it again.
Yeah.
And it was like, ah,
yeah.
God damn
yeah,
it,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
don't.
He was save stating.
Yeah.
And then he was doing the rewind jump, too.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, he wasn't for that one. He was doing rewind jumps for another game, though, because he didn't do any rewind jumps.
That was the Lost Levels.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing. That's right. Because also, fuck that game, too.
What's the Lost Levels?
It was the actual sequel to Super Mario Bros.
Oh, yeah.
And it's basically Super Mario more, and we also don't like you. It really was cutting room floor levels that were not good. So they didn't.
You're right. I think I saw them playing that.
Yeah. And that game's just like... there's on stage 3, you can find a warp pipe that takes you back to level 1. That's just
shit.
Not cool.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
They broke a lot of conventions, but didn't bring a lot of new fun things. So it's like, you just kind of made life shittier.
They were doing really weird videos in Game Grumps the last, like, two or three weeks.
They're changing their format.
Like, One Punch Tekken or something like
that. Oh,
that
was fun. Actually, watching that was really
cool. It was frustrating, but fun.
Yeah.
They changed their format. They're no longer doing 10-minute episodes.
They did a big
30 or 40-minute
thing
now.
On
yeah.
that, because it's like, YouTube wants longer video formats for content. They
Does
don't
anyone
like
remember
the
when
fucking
YouTube
algorithms are nonsense? They change
no,
every 5 weeks.
Does anyone remember
so
when YouTube was only up to 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Kevin,
that was probably
that was
really
loud.
Why?
Okay.
Garbage.
Why?
If you're going to play with a pen,
amplify it so it's even
if you're just
going to
play with a pen in here and not say anything, then.
No, like the new thing.
At least
like
get 14 more of them.
The Kappa thing that just happened,
that one,
too. I don't know. That
one could be
pen
15.
It's like more. Like child protection laws, and the FTC has gotten involved, and it's
DeFranco
like basically
I made Kevin go under the table.
Oh, Kevin,
the table.
You
did anyone catch the joke I made while Joe was talking?
No,
he's
I was talking.
To Joe? Yeah, I was trying to make a joke, and you were just talking. If you're gonna play with a pen, at least get 14 more, because then that one can be pen 15.
Oh,
and then you went under the table.
Oh, I quit.
There's a dead bug under there, by the way.
Yeah, this was not a live bug.
What's important about the 15th pen?
You should write it down, Kyle, on your hand,
on your face,
in really big letters.
Yeah.
There you go.
We are school children.
Anyway,
I should have taken a picture. God damn.
Well, you were talking about the YouTube thing, or are we still talking about Ghosts and Ghouls? Because
we've done. We're stepping real hard.
Year.
We're going
and
down the street.
And the train is
no, just
not
like,
on the rails. The
so,
train is over there.
Yeah. We're not on a train.
No,
that's
we jumped off the
trains.
Track onto a boat, which is being loaded onto a plane, and all of those are on fire. Welcome to Sid Sock.
I was just going to mention that everyone bitches about how hard Dark Souls is and how it's the epitome of hard games, but it's so much more forgiving than Ghosts and Ghouls or Ghouls and Goblins or Goobles and Goobles.
Goobles and Goobles. Goobles
and
Goobles.
Goobles and Goobles. Should have said that one. Anyway, YouTube algorithm.
Just like the silly shit, like the whole. What were you talking about? Like this.
Yeah, so like the new Kappa thing just got introduced into that, and like,
what?
So
it's like
the FTC has gotten involved, and there's this huge thing.
You said Kappa, and I was like Kappa feel.
Kappa? Yeah, it's
okay.
Like the child overview protection, whatever.
But like, they're actually, I got two emails, since I have two channels, I got an email for both, and I was like, you need to go through and specify whether or not your channel is intended for children. Children being identified as kids younger than 13.
They didn't used to be allowed on YouTube.
No. And now there's that but they're like they're trying to combat like targeted ads being targeted at shows.
Or like
this is for me, this will be, as far as I understand, completely in effect because I have no monetization involved. So nothing that I do on there.
But
is
the people
really,
that do,
the people that make their livings off that, this will cause problems.
Their steez is fucked.
Yeah, it's gonna fuck with their steez.
Oh no, my steez!
And I only feel involved just because, like, I'm trying to get like to that point, but like,
were you doing monetization or kids videos?
Monetization.
Monetizing kids, obviously.
Monetizing the children.
Kids. Okay.
Well, I have to wait till mine gets old enough to be useful, and then I can monetize.
18? As soon as they can walk and get you a beer, they're useful, right?
Yeah, that. And he can bring me money, and we can go. I can send him out to Pip Pocket.
Okay, so anyway, speaking of creepers touching your children, as you were,
or creepers,
he figured out that Kendrick's current look is very, very similar to Charles Manson. So
I don't remember the discussing that, but I want to be involved.
Oh yeah, you weren't.
You look like Manson,
but
I do have a pretty solid Charles Manson.
We're watching. So this is a tangent. This conversation is weird. So we're talking about Scatman. Brothers or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're looking up Scatman stuff and figuring out what scatting was. Scat on your chest, scat on your music.
Very racist. Yep.
Scatting is? Mm-hmm. Why is it racist? Because a white guy did it? Why is it racist?
It's
okay. I just remember the I'm a Scatman thing by Scatman John. But
he's known for such great songs like I'm a Scatman and
Scatting across the nation.
Well, I guess it kind of peaked. Huh?
Scatting your Christmas.
Scat-scaroon.
Yeah. Anyway.
But there's also the actor, Scatman Crothers, who was in The Shining. We were talking about that too. But one of our coworkers brought up this video of like Manson rambling on his like court statements when he was in court.
Yeah.
And he does the weird like,
because
he's crazy. But then he started dancing and it like kind of reminded me of Kendrick. If Kendrick were dancing and in court and being convicted of whatever.
Conspiracy? What did he actually go down for?
I don't know.
Actually murder, was it?
I don't know much about Charles Manson.
Do you want to do a second podcast today about Charles Manson? Or we just come up with stuff about Charles Manson
we don't know? Make up shit.
Yes.
Charles Manson invented macaroni and cheese.
Plausible.
Because the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood movie that just came out from Quentin Tarantino is not directly about Manson, but has a lot of Manson family stuff in it. Because it was happening.
How do you make something? Okay.
It was happening in Hollywood at the time.
Right.
And he had like the whole family of people that he was doing stuff with. Because I guess.
Murders, mostly.
It was the whole thing. And this is someone uneducated, so feel free to tell me to fuck off. But I guess like he wasn't actually killing anybody, right? And he was having his family kill people. And that was like the gimmick. He's like, I didn't ever do it.
Well, and that was the whole thing, is he was never. I'm trying to remember what he was tried for, because he couldn't peg him for first degree murder.
Because he didn't direct.
Because he didn't actually kill anybody, and he didn't like it was. That was the whole thing was fucked up because he like coerced people, but they did it voluntarily. So I think it was just like a whole bunch of counts of conspiracy to commit murder and being fucking weird.
Didn't he make a cult too?
Yeah, it was a cult.
Well, like his the Manson family was kind of like a cult,
that was
right?
The cult. Yeah. Yes.
So if Kendrick was super passionate about sales,
if I was like really charismatic.
Karen Kendrick, you are charismatic.
No, I am not.
You're a teacher.
That's the wrong question, Courtney.
If you wanted to be a salesman,
If
I worked in sales, if I was like a successful sales guy, I would be Charles Manson.
Okay.
You heard it here, folks.
Kendrick, this tie-wearing, teal-green shirt motherfucker would be Charles Manson.
I've got to record it. Go. Alpha team, get him in.
So.
Take him down.
Speaking of charisma, that Rick and Morty, the new episodes of Rick and Morty came out. Did anybody see them?
Mm-hmm.
I
have not yet.
I have. Looks like we're doing a review with that, you fuckers.
Woo! Go for it. I want to know.
I thought it was pretty clever.
Which one?
The first. I didn't see the second episode because I don't have Adult Swim.
Oh, I'm using YouTube TV.
I don't know what that is.
YouTube TV?
YouTube
I mean, I know what you said, but
it's another streaming
Oh, how much does it cost?
It's actually kind of expensive. It's like $40 or $50 a month, I think. Now.
A month?
Yeah.
Does it must just have a shitload of other streaming
things. It's all broadcast channels.
Oh.
Like it replaces cable, essentially. It's not full on cable. It's like all my local.
But you can
channels.
Watch like
well, basically
stuff
like
that
streaming
Hulu's
services
like,
right now have basically.
Well, I mean,
well,
Hulu has
cable.
A stupid thing where you have to buy like live streaming version of Hulu if you want to watch TV that's currently running.
Puppy.
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 Your bumper dog, but it's not Furry Friday.
It's not, but it is.
But it's such a tiny little puppy
here.
He said
your puppy. You're doing it wrong. All right, no, YouTube TV. I actually share it with my family. So my mom, my dad.
What are the creds?
Hmm?
On podcast, what are the creds?
It's not creds. It's actually associated Google accounts.
Oh, okay. So how do I associate mine with
I'm not letting you log into my Google account.
Oh, I could get all the other ones,
but
Google's out.
So the way this works is you can.
You okay there, bud?
So it's actually. Got
Kev, are you?
Kevin made some O sounds.
Yeah,
he's been
over
there.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm tired. I'm done.
Okay, Kendrick, carry on.
Do we want to end this one? Start a different one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well,
we'll talk about.
We're definitely not recording a two for today because definitely not because I'm out of town and we definitely don't need that content. So like, comment, and subscribe, and totally listen.
And we'll definitely
week
talk about
Rick
and Morty.
We'll start about next week, and it's gonna be completely unrelated. 100 years forever, rickandmorty.com. Sits off, everybody. We need more people in the picture because it's just Kyle and me.